they hid it right up under the sand of that, of those plants. It was a bed of those little diamonds.
And they didn't get them. Do you remember that much of what they told you about the Civil War?
Oh yes, I can remember so much about it. And the old Mays family here, they were back, it must have been Mr. John Milanese's great-grandmother too. And my great-grandmother, they were the best of friends, and of course their husbands were in the service, you see. And they would meet, and they would hide the horses out, and old Felix was a Negro that lived on the farm, and he would hide. They had these riding horses, you know, grandmother did, and so did Miss Maeve, and he would hide those horses. He knew some place that he could hide these two horses, and kept those horses from being killed or taken from them.
Mm-hmm.
And when my grandfather, when my own grandfather came home, she had three children, and they had just killed hogs. And when they had not seen their father, don't you know, in all this great time.
Yeah.
And when they came home, she was, oh, his feet was all bleeding and just, you know, just worn, his shoes were all worn and everything. And she, of course, tried to doctor on him a little bit and clean him, get him all cleaned up. And he was sitting by the fire. And then she said, well, I'll go in the kitchen and fix you some supper. And the little boy, the oldest little boy, said, went in there and said, Ma, I don't want that man to eat up our meat.
Oh, and it was his father.
And it was his own father, that's right. Isn't that
but he hadn't seen him in so long.
No, he didn't know him. That to me was so pathetic.
Isn't that pitiful? Mm-hmm. That's probably how some of these children felt when their fathers came home.
And they were having such a hard time, you know, I can understand how the little fellow would feel that way.
Well, my mother said she could remember when the cavalry used to come and water their horses in the spring that they had.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Of course, they didn't bother anything, you know, but she said she can remember when they used to come in.
Well, they were done.
Did you have a lot of tramps or beggars, Miss? Do you remember having any people that came by who really weren't tramps, but they were people who, you know, were walking from one place to another and didn't have any food, and they'd come by and ask your mother to...
Oh, well, a lot of times, and now, when I was a little child, I can remember people coming through, and they were walking, and they sold things. They sold lace and jewelry.
What did they, what was they, what did they carry it in?
It was a little pouch or something, and over their neck, I mean, on a stick. And they carried a kind of hobo stick, you know. And they would walk along, and my mother said that one time my dad felt so sorry for this old gentleman. He was quite old, and he was coming through, and he let him spend the night. But she was afraid. She was afraid of him, don't you know? And so they locked the doors between, you know, between.
Their bedroom.
But he was up early the next morning, and she fixed his breakfast and made him go merrily on his way.
You know, my grandmother used to be the cutest thing. She said that she'd always feed him, you know, and just hope that the Lord would take care of him, because she had those five children, and my grandfather was off, you know, working in the daytime in the field. And she said they'd come by, and she said, you know, the Lord didn't tell us how he was going to come back. And says, I never did know. You know, she'd always tell the children to make them, you know, not be afraid. But she was the type, she never could turn anybody down. She'd tell the children, she said, well, we don't know how he's going to come back. And that would satisfy
that
the
would
children.
Satisfy
you know.
That's right.
It wouldn't hurt them. And so she said she knew that she had enough that they could scream and yell, and one of them could run to the field and get my grandfather, you know.
Thank you.
All right. Tallahassee is the capital of... Where?
Florida.
And George Wallace is governor of what state?
Alabama.
Okay. And Baton Rouge is the capital of?
Louisiana.
And where's the bluegrass state?